Sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, the show about sex and happiness, where hopefully the goal is that you get sexier and happier each time you listen to the show. And today is absolutely no different. Today we are talking about a subject by me much neglected, and I apologize to all of you for that. If you've been waiting for this, today is your day. 2015 is the year that's going to bring you new things with me. And that is to say that today we're going to be talking about family and parenting and a new paradigm for parenting. And I rarely meet people who are in a new paradigm with parenting because I'm not a parent. So that's not my mainstream of people that I meet. But I met these two people and I'm so excited to share with you who they are. Their names are Mariana Riley. Mariana is the creator of Belly Birthing and the Riley Rainbow Family Circus of the Earth. And with her husband, Sean, they speak to parenting in the new paradigm through their work, activating the sacred family through sensual parenting. So that appealed to me. Mariana and Sean, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having us.
Good. I'm so glad you're here. So first of all, let's talk about Mariana. Let's start with belly birthing because that was the first thing that I said. So, and I've spoken to you more about this than I have about the family circus and your new paradigm for parenting. So what is exactly belly birthing?
Belly birthing is the idea that, again, we'll use the old model, the old paradigm.
Okay.
In the old paradigm of birth, it's very popular thought that you just need to kind of relax and surrender and your body knows how to do it and just let your body do it.
You mean when you're giving birth to a baby?
Yes, when you're giving birth
to a baby.
So belly birthing is actually a series of movements, breathing, and meditations that actually connects the mother and the unborn baby and allows the mother to actually know what she's doing, why she's doing it, and when to do it. So there's no more, I need to just surrender and let my body do it, and I need to check out while I have this experience happen to my body. It's more of belly birthing creates this channel so that the mother can actually understand what's happening, why it's happening, and gives her all the proper techniques and tools so she knows with her birth assistant or partner, she's able to birth her baby exactly how she wants it.
It's actually like a form of communication or even making love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, it's another birth method, like Lamaze or Bradley or anything like that. It's another birth method. However, what makes us different is, again, those birth methods kind of focus on how to get through it, how to get through the experience.
Yeah.
But belly birthing says, no, we're going to be present. And we're not just going to get through this, but we're going to create and move and breathe and love through this, with this. How about that? With this.
So that's awesome. You're a belly dancer. Is that correct? Did this get connected because you were into belly dance?
Yeah, it did. It all kind of came out that way. It did with the birth of our first baby. I realized as my husband, Sean, was supporting me through birthing the baby, our first daughter, Isabella, I realized everything I was doing was a belly dance move. Every single thing I was doing was belly dance movement. Only when I was actually initiating these movements with his assistance did all of my discomfort, don't want to use the word pain, but did all of my discomfort
sure.
go away. It went away. So it wasn't until I would allow my thoughts to kind of wander and not be really present in my body, because I'm not exactly sure how to describe it. It wasn't until I wasn't doing these movements that I noticed there was discomfort that could definitely be present if I didn't get right back into my space.
So you checked out. It's possible to check out for a little while because there is pain or discomfort, and then you came back and you realized, hey, I already know what to do. This is my body knows what to do.
Kind of. It's kind of like what it was. It was like I didn't want to check out, and every time I checked out, I noticed I was uncomfortable, and I was, you know, desperate for assistance. And it was when I was really connected using these movements and these breathings and this meditation that everything flowed much smoother and much easier. And that's when I realized I was onto something new, because my birth classes did not teach me that.
Okay, and that's great. And Sean, how was it for you? I mean, you weren't giving birth, obviously, but you were the partner. And was it a sensuous experience? Were you a little scared on the first birth? You have four children, is that right?
That's right, we have four children. The man's role is very supportive. So there's positions that she'll take where I'll hold her and hold her weight, and she's allowed to then move her pelvic cavity in belly birthing moves. And so it's very supportive for the man's role. It is very sensual. Obviously, you're bringing a new life into this world. So it's the same energy that brought that baby into the world, or, started the seed, that same energy that you have when baby comes out. It's very sensual, very beautiful. And it's a lot like riding the wave. You hear that analogy a lot. So it's the same thing. You have these waves that come, and if you're riding the wave with belly birthing, you know, and the partner is there to help support and ride the wave with their partner, it flows much smoother, and it is very sensual. It is very sensual.
So did you notice a difference between the first birth and, let's say, the fourth birth? Because you're now, I guess you're masters at this now. You know, you had to get it right by the time the fourth one came.
I'm still a servant and I know nothing. So every child that we have, every child is different. They come into the world at their own time, their own speed. And that's the only hiccup that I see with birthing these days, is that you have to understand the baby will be here when the baby is ready.
Sure.
And you can't push that along. You can't hurry that along. And so it makes it for a very organic, beautiful, sensual experience in the moment.
And what you can do is you can use belly birthing so that you can really handle, maintain, and be present the whole time you're laboring and birthing. I think one of the biggest things I noticed, biggest differences between baby one and baby four, was that the midwife's reaction was, with baby one, it was, hey, you're 10 centimeters, you can push this baby out, now let's push. And me going, push from where and push how and what push. It was very awkward, let's say,
sure,
in that moment. But with baby four, the midwife was like, hey, let me just go back a little bit to baby one. It was awkward and it was tense and kind of scary because everyone's like, you can push, your baby's ready. And I didn't know. But with baby four, when the midwife was like, hey, you're 10 centimeters and you can push this baby out, you know, right now if you want, I was definitely like, no, my baby's not ready to come out. And me and the baby are working something out, this positioning that we've got going on, and we're going to take our time. And we did, and we took our time, and I was really able. Like, there was no desperate, I need to push this baby out so I can be out of this discomfort. It was plain and simply, I'm going to dance and massage and hold this baby from the outside in. And me and the Savior are going to decide when it was a boy, is going to come. It was totally, completely
awesome.
Different. It was awesome.
I can also imagine that intimidation, like if you've never had a child before, like me, if you've never had a child before and then you're having a child and now you've had your fourth child and you're doing it your way, there's less intimidation from outside influence or outside authority. Like the midwife could tell you stuff before, and that number one, that you know better on number four. You know, like you don't have to have any intimidation in your body. Like, you know the organic process for yourself. That's what it sounds like.
You definitely have to trust your own body.
Sure.
And I trust my wife's body. She's been doing very well so far.
She has a great body, by the way.
She has a great body.
Yeah.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Birthing beautiful babies. And every birth is different. And with our fourth child, you still are a student. You know, you still can't expect everything that happens. So no matter how ready you think you are, you know, you have to really trust in your body, trust in her body, and the process flows naturally, and you never know what to expect. So it takes you back to being a student every time.
Beautiful.
But I think one of the nicest things about belly birthing, though, is it really allowed us to have a level of understanding that allowed us to really let that loving energy and loving connection just flow. And it's a really hot topic right now. People are talking about orgasmic births and how to obtain orgasmic births. And I think a big part of obtaining orgasmic births is being 100%. It's very similar to making love. You need the same exact presence. Mm-hmm. As when you're making love to your partner, as when you're birthing your baby. And therein lies what I think the world is kind of coining the challenge. And that's what belly birthing allows. It allows you to stay present, stay clear, so that I can connect with him as much as I can connect with what's going on inside me. And then we can make our birth go however we want to.
From a man's perspective, as the partner and supporter, I've told my friends this as well when they're having their babies. From the man's perspective, you have to be in love with your woman, and that makes the baby come out. Again, it's that same energy that puts the baby in, helps the baby out. And if you're having problems, perhaps, maybe you're not getting along the best, you need to find yourself and connect real deeply with your partner, with your loved one, and connect and have that love, because that love, I have noticed through having four children, the more love we have, the more intense it is, the more perfect the birth is.
That's awesome, you two. That's really awesome. You're very inspiring. Now, one other question about that. Do you have a book coming out? Do you have a book on belly birthing? You do?
Yeah, with belly birthing, what we're working on is actually, we started with a video series.
Okay.
So we have a video series that is hopefully going to come out maybe April. So, and the video series is actually belly dance through all stages of pregnancy. So we take it from conception or preconception all the way through to labor and birth. And that, of course, is hopefully going to transpire into a book as soon as we get around to turning it into a book.
So it'd be April 2015.
We're hoping, yeah, April 2015. Right now what I have with belly birthing is a program where I offer it to women who are already in the birth field.
Yeah.
So doulas and midwives and midwife's assistants, birth supporters, they can come and they can learn the art of belly birthing.
And that's, so they have to come to Phoenix, Arizona to do that.
They either have to come to Phoenix, Arizona, or they can bring me to them. You know, I'm more than happy to travel and go to a group of women, and it actually works out really nice. And that's where we're at in its current stage of development.
All right, well, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about your new paradigm, Activating the Sacred Family Through Sensual Parenting. We're going to talk about that. And then probably in our last segment, we'll talk a little bit about your Rainbow Family Circus of the Earth. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Mariana and Sean Riley, who are a very interesting couple with a really interesting set of four children and a whole menage of other people that gather around them, and they're talking today about a whole new paradigm for living together and parenting. So we'll be right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra's safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
On the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you longing for more passion in your life? How about deeper intimacy? Would you happen to be stuck in a rut? I am so excited to tell you about the next ISTA Shamanic Spiritual Sexual Level 1 training, March 8th to the 15th, near Tucson, Arizona. This is an 8-day residential retreat that will be led by myself, Crystal Dawn Morris, and Lance Cole. Thousands of people on 5 continents have benefited from this training over the past 10 years, and I'm thinking you could be the next one to receive the benefits. You'll awaken your ability to live and love authentically. You'll explore masculine and feminine energy through shamanic ritual, guided visualizations, dance, and breathwork inside of an amazing community. You'll be empowered to know yourself as whole and complete, and your heart will be free. You can go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops to find out more about this amazing week-long retreat, and even better, you can register. You know, March is just around the corner.
We're back, and I'm Laurie Handlers. This is Sex and Happiness, and today I'm talking to Sean and Mariana Riley. They are two parents who have co-parented 4 children through belly birthing, a new process that they created. And, of course, Mariana is a belly dancer, so that came very naturally and organically to her. And now they've started something called Activating the Sacred Family through sensual parenting. So what does that mean? I mean, it occurs to me that that's the opposite of how I was raised. And I don't even know what you're going to talk about, but I know I wasn't raised through sensual parenting. So what is sensual parenting?
A lot of people were raised without sensual parenting,
right.
including myself. But for me, the basics are that we have been missing that element where we include our children in every aspect of what we do. Now, we all understand that, you know, we take them out to the ball game or whatever you like to do, play music. We happen to like to play music with our kids. But also, it doesn't stop there. And the sensuality that we have with you know, between us, the love that we have and sensuality that we have, we also share that with our children. You know, everything from touching each other in a loving manner to eye-gazing, embracing, playful. You know, we get playful with our kids. So, to me, the core essence of sensual parenting is including your children in all aspects of life. And that way you do away with a lot of the stigmas, you know, that have been attached to prior generations, a lot of the negativities, insecurities. You teach them as you go.
So can I ask you some specific questions about this? So, for example, it occurs that what I'm imagining you're saying is that you include them in the aspect like they can see your bodies and you have some amount of nudity in the house so the children feel like your bodies are normal things instead of hidden away from them. And do you include them in the lovemaking process? I remember reading Kenny Loggins' book, The Unimaginable Life. He talked about being jealous of their son because his wife never wanted to let the kid out of the bed. And so eventually he was like, you know, can you get this kid out of the room? I just want to make love to you. And like, he's always here.
Well, you know, when the babies first come out, all of us experience a huge, I'm not sure what the word is, like they love being naked. They love being naked and they love being next to your naked body. So the first thing the doctors or the midwives, no matter how conservative or the opposite of that
radical,
you are,
yeah.
Nudity,
yeah.
And that skin on skin, right, is so important, so good for, you know, statistically, it's just amazing what hugs and that.
Right.
So, you know, it kind of starts there, Lori, like the nudity thing kind of starts there, which is understanding the healing, the dynamic healing and bonding just from having that skin on skin contact with your, mm-hmm. with your infant and with your partner and everybody else squishing up together. There is nothing that's really wonderful, and what it elicits out of the infant, what it elicits from my husband and I, and it just elevates you. So nudity doesn't necessarily become it's not like a focus so much. You know, it's a part of it because it's natural. You know, it's
sure.
a part of it because it's natural.
Well, I'm just asking you that because there's some people who, I mean, I've been to nudist places my whole life, and there's whole families that go. And then there was my family, which wasn't like that. You know, there was a certain age when I showered with my father, I never saw my mother. I don't think ever. And so I mean, maybe I did when I first came out of the womb, but other than that, I mean, my mother was like a cover up kind of a person. So I'm just wondering what, you know, sensual parenting means. And I like the whole idea that you do eye gazing and that you do touch and that you do music together. And I'm just wondering, you know, my father taught me massage. When I was 5, he taught me how to walk on his back and how to do different things. And so I was always able to do massage because my father would come back from whoever he was seeing, the osteopath, and he would go, okay, he did this, you do it. So I could always touch bodies because of that. But that was my father. He was sensual, but my mother wasn't. So you two are. How is it different?
Well, I think too, in addition to nudity being a natural thing in our house and for our children, for our family structure, I think a big part of it is too, is that with sensual parenting is that people ask us all the time, when can we get back in the bedroom? When do we get to bring back our sex lives? How do you guys have sex with your babies? Because of course, we all sleep together. You know, we have the family bed and we all sleep in 2 huge beds in our floor. And we have for 10 years.
Okay, that in itself is amazing. Go ahead.
The babies, the infants, when they're really young, it's almost as though they remember the energy that we conjure between us when we're feeling that it's time to make love. And they perk right up and they remember it and they want to be a part of it. They don't want to be excluded and they come into our circle of love and trust. And they want to be right there. And that's where it's amazing. Infants, they can eye gaze with as much depth and awesomeness as we can. And they respond to touch and they want to touch and they want to be a part of that. And they get filled up with that energy rather fast. And then they tend to just kind of snuggle into the most comfortable spot, you know, that they can find when they're really young and fall right to sleep.
Okay. And now, the ages of your children now, how old is Isabella?
Isabella's 10.
Okay.
And then we have our son is 8. Our son Jai is 8. And then our daughter Mia is 5. And then our newest is 1.5 years, Django.
All right. And so it sounds awesome. I mean, it just sounds like it sounds like no exclusion is, and that's, no exclusion takes place in your family. They don't have to go off and be seen and not heard. They don't have to go anywhere, like as in the old paradigms, where children need to go to their own place and feel either the children's place is somewhere else from the parents' place. It sounds like everything is inclusive with you.
Yeah. I would tell the men that I speak with, first of all, I grew up in the old paradigm where my mother and my father were looking for their happiness elsewhere. So they're constantly looking outwards. And I remember as a young child thinking to myself, they need to understand that what's most important is right here. And we're all looking for love and acceptance. And that's no different than children. In fact, even more so with children, they come out wanting nothing but love and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
So really the core is, you need to understand that we're all looking for love. We're all searching for this thing, and it's right in front of us. It's our children, it's our family, it's our friends, and you can see that as concentric circles going outwards to the whole community and the world universe if you want, if you can. But at the very core is your relationship with your children and your spouse, your partner, whoever it is. That's most core important. So when you exclude your children from what you're doing, you're setting up barriers very young in their life. It may take them a long time to get over. The best thing to do is always include them and always be aware in the present, knowing that you include your children in every aspect of your life. Now, that means that if you're going to fall and make mistakes, it's okay. That's part of the learning process, too.
Sure. And
teach them how to get up and teach. You know, same thing with food. It's a very similar aspect. You can go ahead and let them eat their bad food. They're going to go to birthday parties and so forth. But just be mindful and teach them what you've learned. Teach them, well, how do you feel? Your stomach hurts. That's because of the cake. These are all simple examples.
Hey.
But they all keep going succession all the way down the line. That doesn't stop when it starts, you know, the conversation turns to sexuality and being self-explorative and all those topics. It doesn't stop there. You include your children in everything you do. We are students and we are masters, each one of us. So we bring that to the table with our children. But that's the important thing is with our children.
Sure.
So,
and then you let them know that there's other people in the world who aren't going to be the same as them, you know, who were not educated the same
way. Absolutely. It's part of the world. And
yeah. I mean, I was telling someone recently.
Exactly.
Go ahead. I was telling someone recently that they wanted to have their daughter feel really free as they do. And I said, well, great, you can have, they said, well, she's at the age now, she was two, she was really starting to touch herself. I said, and you can educate her that she can touch herself in your presence and in the bathroom and in her room and in the living room when grandma's not there. But when grandma's there, she might need to go back into her room, and that kids at school aren't going to be doing that. So you give them some boundaries of what's expected in the world and what's okay in the house because you're safe.
Exactly. That's part of what we've learned that we pass on with our children.
We speak to that with the work that we do. We don't really. It's not about fixing wounded adults,
right?
Even with teenagers, it's about raising individuals who aren't broken to begin with. So within that model, we speak to that honesty that you're talking about, Lori, and just being really honest and open and helping our daughters to understand that their vagina or their yonis are extremely powerful. And if they're out there naked with their legs spread, they're going to attract some attention. And so we're going to teach them all about this stuff. You know,
that's awesome.
Thank you. I think age appropriateness comes into it. I don't know if appropriate is the right word, but you know, something that I noticed very early on with all our children, I mean, really early on when they're still babies and can't talk, you know, I've got them at the breast and we don't put them in diapers all the time. It's the way that we just let them go because then it creates awareness of what they're doing. They potty train very soon. So all of our kids are potty trained by what?
Around one.
Around one.
Wow.
Because we just let them do their thing. But at any rate, I noticed I would be breastfeeding my babies and all of them would be touching themselves just happily, sweetly. That's just what all babies do.
Sure.
If they're not broke, if they're not kept from the diaper, you know, separated from themselves from the diaper, they're going to do that. So it's really natural and it's really normal. They don't know that it's a strange, unusual act until the parents flip out. So the parents, you know, and that's just, we don't have to do that anymore. That's new paradigm parenting, is we don't have to flip out anymore. It's very easy to just do, as you had said, Lori, just tell them where, when, in the simple honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfectly appropriate, but not at grandma's house or not at school, you know, not at church or whatever. So, so good. So do you have a book coming out on this too? Are you, I mean, after the belly birthing, are you going to come out with a book on activating the sacred family through sensual parenting?
Yeah, that's actually the book that we're working on, and that's exactly what it's called. It's called Activating the Sacred Family through Sensual Parenting. And again, we hope that its release will actually be the same with our video series that we're working on. We're hoping to be able to do a really large launch this year, 2015, April, May 2015.
Good. I hope I'm in Phoenix when you do that, because I'd like to come to that. That's very exciting. Very, very exciting and beautiful stuff. Right, well, we're going to take another break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your family rainbow circus, or your rainbow family circus. So everybody, if you just tuned in, you're listening to me interview Mariana Riley and Sean Riley, who are parents of four children who are doing some breakthrough stuff with parenting and being in a new paradigm with family. And they also have a family circus. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, because I've actually been to their home. I've seen all these things they got that are part of this circus. Well, I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen like the setup. And so we're going to talk about that. You may find this very amazing. So we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Wow, sex magic. Laurie Handler's sex magic.
The workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to let go.
That's pretty creepy.
That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex miracle.
That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with, and there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time, so that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself, so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic, I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
The next Sex Magic course is January 30th, 31st, and February 1st in Phoenix, Arizona.
What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on Workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife, and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 10th to 17th, 2015. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
We're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today I'm interviewing really two amazing people who are doing, you know, cutting edge stuff with sensual parenting and sensual birthing. And these are some things that you may really take an interest in, especially if you're of child bearing age, and some of my listeners are, and some of my listeners are grandparents. So some of them are or have children who are about to embark on the trip that you're on, and most of my listeners are women. So I feel that they will hear this and they will spread this word, that this will be a message heard around the world soon. So let's talk about your circus, the Riley Rainbow Family Circus of Earth. How did this come about? Like, I saw this little, you have like a gypsy wagon in your backyard and you have some other things. So what is this? How did this come about, and where is it? How do people find you?
So I think it all kind of started when my husband, we're both musicians and playing music together all the time. We created a sound unique to ourselves, unique to our group. And so we named the group Of the Earth. And then we got some other musicians who were really attracted to the music that we were playing. We were playing essentially like Eastern European music with a heavy Spanish Arabic feel. And then we put some American rock and roll on top and a little groove and jazz. And that became Of the Earth. The community was really attracted to this music. It really invokes a lot of camaraderie with the people. And then we started having children. And, you know, we couldn't exclude them. You know, we wanted to bring them along. And that's when the Family Circus ideas just kind of manifested organically out of us. We let them sing. We let them dance. We made them a part of it. And then sort of, it's actually Of the Earth is the band, and the band plays for the Riley Rainbow Family Circus, which is the circus with the whole family, the children.
So what are the kinds of things besides music that take place in a circus? Like, is that gypsy wagon, a fortune telling wagon? I mean, what is that?
Yes, we have a gypsy wagon. Uh-huh. It's a Vardo wagon is what it's called, and I do read fortunes out of the back of the wagon, and then we do photo shoots in there too. And that comes with us. So when an event hires us to come, we bring the gypsy wagon, we bring the gypsy van that pulls the wagon, and then we also bring the whole circus. So it's our family, and then it's also our friends, our extended family, and we come together, and we're called Old World Circus. So it's like an old world gypsy style circus.
So do you have like jugglers and do you have fire eaters and you have that kind of thing, or I'm crazy here? You have that?
We have our core group, our children obviously, and then we have all kinds of players that come and go that we can call on too, and add to the repertoire, you know, what we have going on, depending on the venue. So yeah, we can bring in all kinds of people.
Within the family structure of us, our 5-year-old is an escape artist, and how that started is when she was really young. she could actually tie herself up with like belts, and then she would go behind the couch, and then she'd pop out and go, I'm not tied up anymore. Mm-hmm. And we knew then she's an escape artist.
Yeah, this is activating the sacred family in practice, essentially. Our children let us know what they were interested in. Our daughter dancing, our boy doing staff, our girl, you know, tying herself up and eventually doing escape acts. And we just incorporate that into what we do, which is put it on a show, play music. And that's how we came up with the family circus. And so it is activating the sacred family in practice, in that whatever is happening with your life, you involve your children, find a way for them to be constructive through what their desires are.
Well, it's very old world. I mean, if I think of the Flying Walendas or whatever, I mean, all of those were families. And yeah, they taught their family, the next generation, to walk the tightrope and do all these different things. And there were families that used to twirl plates and do. So what you're doing is kind of recapturing what used to be indefinitely in Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. Those families that used to, that's how they stayed together, and they would, basically, they formed clans. Mm-hmm. So.
Definitely, a lot of what we do when we go out and perform is we inspire other people to follow the same instinct to involve their children. And we get a lot of feedback from parents saying, oh, I wish I would have, my parents would have involved me in shows, or I wish my parents would have taken me to these shows when I was younger. And essentially, we're trying to let people know it's okay. This is what we need to do. We need to have our children with us doing these things.
So then that took us to the next step with the Riley Rainbow Family House, where we have our home at the South Mountain where you've been to, because people would come up to us and they'd be like, we want to learn. We want to be a part of this. We want to experience this. So we went and we got a place and we set it all up, and we have like our restorative parenting program where, and we've got all kinds of wonderful activities and events that are completely designed for activating the sacred family through music, art, dance, food as medicine, and conscious parenting. And that's what our messages become.
That is so awesome. I congratulate you. I acknowledge you. I give you kudos. We're in an age where people are so disjointed from themselves. They're so fractured. They're dissociated. They leave the body. They're whatever. There's so many times. This show pretty much goes out to a bunch of people who have no clue about their sexuality, or they're just beginning to reclaim their bodies. And you're giving us an antidote for the future, which is you're giving us a model for parents to keep themselves in their own bodies, to keep their connection with each other, and then once that connection is solid, to connect it to their children so that the children don't walk around dissociated. And it's wonderful. It's really, really wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad. It's hard to get you guys because you're so busy, but I'm so glad that I got you on the show finally to be able to talk about all this, because I think it's a gift. I really think it's a gift, and I'm very much looking forward to when your video and your books come out. I think it's really important. Yeah, thank you so much. Now, I want to give my father a little kudo here, which is to say, in seventh grade, I hated him for this, but I'm so glad he did it. We wanted to play spin the bottle at my seventh grade birthday party, but my father had a different agenda. He came downstairs and said, all the boys on one side, all the girls on the other, I'm going to teach you how to cha-cha-cha. And in fact, all my friends learned how to Latin dance from my father. And they became some of the best dancers still that I, even in my life, even now know, and dancing is still really important to me. My father empowered everyone in my circle how to dance. So I have to give him a little bit of, kudos for that, including dancing. But never the extent what you're talking about. The extent that you're talking about is like phenomenal.
That's our mission, is to inspire the people around us, people that need help, maybe that, like you're saying, are disjointed and need that guidance, to give them a flavor of what you're talking about with your father. That's what we're talking about right there, is including your child, inspiring them to become the best dancers, the best people they can be. And so it's a mission worthwhile, and we're here, we're doing it.
It's awesome. One other thing I want to say, too, is that the idea that families can come and stay with you is also an antidote to the American dream, so to speak, which isolates people behind their own picket fence or their own yard and behind the walls of their staunch bastion house, which keeps them apart from their neighbors and separate and non-community oriented unless there's some issue. And it seems to me like what you're doing is you're connecting families to other families who share similar values and are able to stay together, which again is very old world. It's really great that you're bringing around about a renaissance.
We're trying. What we do here is we have an 18 foot Native American teepee in our yard, and we have embodied masculine meetings. Simultaneously, we have sacred feminine meetings, and then afterwards, everyone comes together and eats and talks. And the top, what each group is speaking on the evening is similar. And then we all come together, we eat and talk. And then we also, we have like herbal identification yoga hikes for families. And we let people know exactly how difficult the hike is and exactly how long it is. Everything kind of focuses around healthy food. So we try to include like all aspects of living and parenting. And we've got something going on all the time.
Congratulations to you. Well, thank you for being my guest on Sex and Happiness. It has been my pleasure to have you. And certainly this show will spread the word about you, and they'll be hearing about you in all parts of the world in no time. So thank you. Thank you so much.
And come over again soon.
I would love to. I would love to. And everybody stay tuned for my next show when I will be interviewing Dawn Sherry, who is also another part of the ISTA faculty. I can't tell you enough about ISTA. I just keep talking and talking about it. So Dawn will be joining me on the next show. So please tune in then. This is Laurie Handler signing off for Sex and Happiness. Bye.
Thanks, Laurie.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Laurie's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to know.